Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 44. Today, JR asks, if you're self-publishing, are there any fonts that you can't use because of copyrights? What font do you recommend for new authors? Feel free to address any general formatting issues for new self-publishers. Well, JR, there are not any fonts you can't use because of copyrights, at least not in the United States. That's because in the United States, typefaces are not copyrightable, though fonts are. Which means that if you pirate a font, you are infringing on the copyright by virtue of the fact that you're downloading the thing. But typing up a document with that typeface, the one contained within the font, is not infringement. Occasionally, some typefaces can be patented or trademarked. Those are very, very rare, and they're not the kinds of things that you would use in book publishing anyway, for the most part. Now, of course, the implication for that is that when you package a PDF for sending to a printer and you embed the fonts, you need to only be embedding fonts to which you own a valid license or which are open source fonts. Because when you embed the fonts, you're actually encapsulating the font as a program within the PDF, and that is copyright violation if you're doing it with an unlicensed font. Basically, fonts are protected as software, but not as typefaces. And if you keep that in mind, you can pretty much work out how things work for yourself. What font do I recommend for new authors? I don't know. I should probably get Kitty Nakian on here to discuss book design and whatnot. If you're talking about manuscript submission, Times New Roman or another variable with serif font is good for manuscript submissions. I think at AWP we use Bookman and a couple of others for our interior fonts. Cover design fonts vary with the series. I think the Lantham covers right now have a variation of Impact on them. I would have to check with the designer. I'll have to bring Kitty on for a quick go-round about how book design works and that sort of thing, because that's definitely her area of expertise, and she actually does that with multiple small publishing houses now. So, yeah, I'll do that in another episode one of these days. In terms of general formatting issues or whatnot, if you're talking ebooks, test your ebooks out. Run them in Kindle Preview. Load them up onto a Kindle or a Kobo or an iPad or whatever reader you're thinking of reading with, and make sure you've got the text flow properly down. Bad text flow is killer for the ebook reading experience. It just doesn't make for happy people. For anything else, there's just the general rules about design. The eye flows more easily over variable width serif fonts than they do over either monotype or sans serif fonts. You want to have enough breathing room in the text for people not to feel crowded out. You don't want widows and orphans cluttering things up. And God, the more I talk about this, the more I realize we just need to get Kitty on here to do an episode. Or maybe do a video for the patrons or something. Book design is a very sort of specific art form, but the principles that underlie it are not very difficult to get your head around. It's just that it's one of those sorts of art that are so rarefied that most people don't know where to go to ask the questions. What you want to do is you want to look on some layout and design blogs, follow JF Bookman on Twitter, I think it is. He's usually got some great cover design awards every month. Maybe we can work on putting together a course here for you guys. I think that would be pretty good. Kitty's been talking about doing something like that. So I'll have to get back to you guys on this one. But in the meantime, look up layout and design, and particularly for books rather than for magazines and newspapers. you'll get a lot of the basics out of the way pretty quick. It's a lot less difficult in concept than it seems, and it's a lot more fiddly in reality than it looks, at least when it comes to paper books. Ebooks are dead easy. Just use a serif font at about 12 points and be happy with it. There's a bunch of places online you can get free EPUB templates that do fancy headers and other stuff like that that are licensed for open use. Grab those, tinker around with them. All you need to know is HTML and CSS, which is about all you need to know to run a website anyway. So these are things that, if you don't know them, it would do you good to spend a day or two learning them, because they're very simple and very, very powerful. It took me about 5 hours to author my first ebook, and my second ebook took me 20 minutes. Because all of the work went into designing my CSS and then figuring out how to apply the formatting across. Pretty easy stuff, and it's all open source. The standard is an open standard. You can find anything you need online just by searching how do I do italics and HTML or whatnot. So that's the direction I would advise you to go. And guess this is a short one. So thanks for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.